Turn up the volume and grab your notebook. It's time to live life consciously. Welcome to Conscious Not Crazy. I'm Corey, your host, and a parent just like you. I'm here to share from my own experiences as a parent and educator to help you better understand the why behind your child's behavior and to provide you with tools to end all of the exhausting and unproductive power struggles. So feel proud you took the first step by tuning into this podcast. I hope this approach to parenting changes your life the way it changed mine. Welcome back to Conscious Not Crazy. I'm Corey, your host, and it's so great to be back. It's been so much fun sharing with you guys. And today, what I want to talk about is composure and mindset. When I ended the last podcast, I was talking about what you focus on, you get more of. And that falls right in line with this. Mindset is everything. And composure's hard. Composure's hard when your kid's telling you to shut up, or when your kid's rolling their eyes at you, or you see them display disrespectful behavior. We all have based on how we're raised, we have what's called a pre-programmed CD-ROM. It's just based on our upbringing, how we're programmed, based on our own childhood and the parenting style we grew up with, to respond to certain circumstances. And again, I've talked about triggers before. We all have our own triggers and they're all different. A big trigger for me is that disrespect. Because I have fear. Really, anger is fear in disguise. And when I get angry at my kids, if I'm not composed, it's because I'm afraid that they're going to be disrespectful or perceived as disrespectful. And I know that's not who they are as a person. So it's a misrepresentation of who they are and who they want to be. But to stay composed. So how do we stay composed when our kids are doing the things that trigger us? Well, one of the things you can do is literally nothing. So when you're learning the skill of composure, literally just stopping and pausing and not reacting, not responding, you want to break the pattern of the CD-ROM. So that's the first step, is just to do nothing. So sounds pretty easy, right? No, because when we're triggered, we react. So it takes a very conscious mindset. That's why this is called composure and mindset. That's why I combine the two when I talk about them. It takes a very conscious mindset to stay composed. So the first step when I was first practicing these skills and making them habits and changing my own CD-ROM, I did nothing. I just stopped because I had to think about what I was going to say. I had to think about how I was going to react. I had to think about why I was being triggered. What is it that's bothering me about this behavior? So literally just stopping, pausing, and doing a little internal reflection. That's the first step. The other thing, and I've talked about this before, is not taking it personal. Other people's behavior, and this applies to anyone, guys, other people's behavior is not because of you. Have you ever been in a relationship where somebody's angry or mad or like, what did I do? Why did I make you mad? And we're programmed to think this, that it's our fault, because we grew up in a generation, again, of shame, blame, and no accountability. Well, I say that we had the shame and the blame. Therefore, the adults parenting us, they weren't accountable for their own behavior and they weren't modeling accountability. But now we're in a different spot because we want to take this a new direction. We need to pause, think about why we are reacting the way we are and what we can do different. And again, not taking the behavior personally. If you can detach from the child's behavior, you're not going to react to it. If you guys remember, I talked about my son in the video games, his reaction was not awesome. And it was very hurtful towards me, but I wasn't hurt. I didn't take it personal. I'm like, he's mad. He's just mad because I unplugged his video game. So if you didn't listen, you can go back and check it out. But yeah, when my kids yell at me or call me names or, you know, say hurtful things, they always come back remorseful because they don't mean it. They are reacting. They are triggered. They are angry. And they want someone or something to blame. And so if I'm not taking that personal, I'm able to stay composed. It's so easy when you don't take it personal. So, so easy. But if you've ever been in a relationship where you're tiptoeing around, and this could be a relationship with a parent, a relationship with a spouse, a relationship with a friend, where you look at every behavior and you think, what did I do? And it's just like, that's not how relationships work. People have to own their own behavior, just like I've got to own mine. You need to own yours. Other people are not responsible for my behavior, and I am not responsible for theirs. We can only control one person in this world, and that's ourselves. And that's what we need to focus on. So we need to focus on ourselves. We need to focus on our own composure so we can model that for our children. So we're not lashing out and we're not losing control. We have to model that because the kids are looking at us. They're seeing how we handle conflict. How do we handle frustration? How do we handle failure? I have conversations with my kids all the time about failure. It's honestly, anyone that's done anything amazing in this world, anything great, they failed more than they succeeded. They just didn't quit. So that's what I want my kids to know. That's what I want my kids to learn. But to do that, we have to stay composed. We have to handle failure. We have to cope with failure. We have to cope with things we don't like. We have to cope with things that are uncomfortable. And that's what we want for our kids. But when your kids are saying those things, they're being hurtful, they're being angry, just remember to think, to stop, to pause, and to go, I wonder what's going on with them. I wonder if they had a bad day at school. Don't make it about you. Don't make it about you. It's funny, I'll have friends that I'll connect with and talk to, and we'll talk about different scenarios with their kids and struggles and challenges. And often I find myself saying, hey, you gotta stop taking it personal. You're taking it personal. And that affects how we engage and interact and support and coach our kids. It is so important that we don't take their behavior personal. We need to teach them to own it. We need to teach them better ways to cope with their own emotions. And we can't take it personal if we want to do that. So it's really important for us to coach them and model that. And one of the things that I think is so great is when the kids do go crazy and they see us not react. And if you've reacted in the past and you're not reacting now, that alone is going to catch them off guard. So if your past self, pre-conscious, not crazy, would have reacted and had the adult tantrum and been in the power struggle and been triggered by your kids, and all of a sudden you change that and you don't react, they're going to probably like, what's going on here? That's a good thing because it's going to break that pattern. And it takes change to break a pattern. But the first step is to do nothing. The next step is to think about what to do. And I encourage you, when you see those behaviors, if your kid gets in the car and they're really grumpy after school and you're like, well, what did I do? You just got in the car. No, it's again, not about you. It's like, hey, what's going on? I noticed you're kind of, you seem like you're not in a great mood. How was your day? Tell me about school. And we don't want to ask them, was your day good? That's a yes or no. That's a yes or no response. We want to ask our kids open-ended questions where they have to give us more. I will often ask my kids, what was the best part of your day? What was the worst part of your day? What do you wish would have been different about your day? Ask them deeper questions. That's the way you get connected with them. That's the way you gain more understanding about where they're at. But they get in the car grumpy after school. Don't take it personal. Ask them about their day. Assume that something happened. Assume the best. Something happened that's upsetting them. So let's get to the root of that. And it's great because sometimes my kids will be all yucky with me. And I'm like, dude, are you okay? What's going on? Let's think about it. You're having a bad morning. Let's say you're having a bad morning and you're late to get to work. And your boss comes up to you and is like, why are you late? What's going on? And your defenses go up right away because you feel attacked and you've already had a bad day. As opposed to like, hey, I noticed you were late. Was everything okay? That's not typical for you. I'm asking the same question, but one of them, I'm approaching it with composure and positive intent. I'm assuming the best. Again, that book, The Four Agreements, you got to check it out. It's one of my favorites. It is a game changer book. It was the book that led me to many other books. And I'll be sharing those with you and you'll be able to find them on my website in my library. But yeah, I'm kind of a book junkie. But it's interesting because like I said, I do some parenting books. There's a couple, but most of the books I read are business books or self-help books. They're not parenting books because it's more just about understanding. We talked about the why behind behavior. It's understanding our own mindset and how we stay composed. But mindset, choosing to see the best in every situation is a great thing because with that, it's just a more positive outlook on life and on people. Like if you're in traffic and somebody cuts you off, right? We can react and not stay composed. Again, we're modeling for our kids. How do we handle a stressful situation? How do we handle things when the world doesn't go our way? When things don't go as expected? Well, if I'm saying, oh, you, whatever, and calling this guy a name and, you know, people shoot the bird. When people do that to me, I just go, oh, they must be having a really bad day. Geez, I wonder if they have somebody in the hospital. I mean, I think these things because those might really be the reason these people are having that bad day. We just never know. Maybe their mom just got diagnosed with cancer. Maybe they just got diagnosed with cancer. Maybe their child's in the hospital and they're in a rush. Again, there's scenarios where we know this is not the case. But if you live your life, if you live with this type of mindset, and you think in this way, and you teach your kids to think in this way, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think they're going to have more positive outcomes or more negative outcomes? They're going to have more positive outcomes. They're going to be able to learn the skill of composure a lot faster. And it doesn't help a situation when you're focused on the problem and focused with everything that's wrong. When you focus on everything that's wrong with this situation, you're not open to a solution. And that is another trigger of mine personally. When people come to me with problems, they're like, well, this could happen, this could happen. And I'm like, but what is the problem? One, people think problems before problems even exist. And then the other thing is problems come up and I just hear them complaining about the problem. And I'm like, okay, well, what can we do about it? How do we solve it? Focusing on the problem doesn't solve the problem. So we want to teach and coach our kids how to focus, to be solution oriented and to think the best and have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, and to stay composed in stressful situations. So again, the best way to teach our kids, model the behavior we want. So thanks so much for tuning in. Composure and mindset. We'll talk about this some more, but everybody have a great day. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Take care. Thanks so much for tuning in to Conscious Not Crazy. I hope you're finding comfort in knowing you are not alone. Parenting is hard and the struggle is real. I am forever grateful for this amazing community of like-minded parents striving to simply do better than yesterday. Until next time, keep on living life consciously. I can't wait to connect with you again soon. Be sure to follow me on Facebook and visit my website, consciousnotcrazy.com. All the details can be found in the show notes. Now go get back to the never-ending, exhausting, and yet most fulfilling job you'll ever do.